From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. There is no end in sight to Venezuela's humanitarian or political emergencies. One of the top Latin American diplomats trying to solve those crises was in Miami this week, and he sees no easy solutions on the horizon. Miami is home to the U.S.'s largest Venezuelan community, which opposes Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's socialist regime. During his visit here, Chilean Foreign Minister Roberto Ampuero called Maduro's controversial re-election this year invalid. The Lima Group of 14 Western Hemisphere countries agrees. The group was created last year to get Maduro's authoritarian government to restore democracy. But Maduro is set to be sworn in next month, and Ampuero told WLRN Chile and the rest of the Lima Group are figuring out how to respond.
The Group of Lima is working very close together, exchanging views, and we have to define the next steps.
Ampuero said the group is also trying to help alleviate the suffering of Venezuelans. Millions of them are now refugees in South America because of their country's catastrophic economic collapse.
One thing is very clear. In the case of Chile, we think Venezuela is facing a tragedy in every sense. Venezuelans are not able to express themselves politically, have not the opportunity to choose their authorities. The international community shares these views.
Because of its leading role in the Lima Group, Maduro accused Chile of taking part in a recent attempt to assassinate him. Ampuero calls Maduro's claim extremely irresponsible. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.